This couldn't be happening. I had studied for this. I had put in the hours. I was paying my dues and was absolutely certain the Lord had steered me toward doing this for a career, for a livelihood.
Obviously, then, I had either heard him wrong or he had set me up to fail.
What does a singer and broadcast professional do when nothing she feels called to is working out? I was barely in my 20s and already feeling washed up. I wish I'd known then what I know now. Meanwhile, I was dating a young man, a wonderful guy who had captured my heart and seemed like the one I wanted to spend the rest of my life with. We had gotten pretty serious, even beginning to make those first sunny promises of marriage. But in one of those twists and turns on the road to romantic bliss, our car had run off the road. We were done, and I was totally distressed. I begged God to restore my relationship with this man. We were meant to be together. I knew it. But despite all the talks and time spent together, all the plans and dreams we had begun imagining, fact was, he didn't want me anymore. And it came close to killing me. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat. I couldn't see anything good in store for me. I was losing at life and losing at love, all at the same time.